Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The first thing that I've got to say is that my new book of poems, My Monkey and I Have Something to Hide, Unpleasant Poems with Limited Appeal, is out now. Now, don't be thrown by the title, even though these are titularly unpleasant poems with limited appeal. I think that limitation really only applies to people who wouldn't love greatness. And if you are a listener to this podcast, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, the show where I, James Donald Forbes McCann, am trying to buy a boat, then I think you probably love greatness. Excuse me. Lost my voice there for a second. There's no time to edit it out. There's no time for any editing at all today. I'm recording this on Sunday morning. Mass is just, it's 9:15 right now. They're starting to ring the bells. I'm going to have to go to a mass later in the day. Let me tell you what's... I don't know where it all started going wrong this week. It started going wrong. Probably Halloween was the first sign that something had gone... It went wrong before Halloween when I wrote a poem and published it that offended young women with canes. I won't go into detail. I've moved on. I hope they've moved on. I hope there's love and positivity for everybody. But suffice it to say that that was a bit of a distraction earlier in the week. And then Halloween, and boy, my kids wanted to do Halloween. They were so excited about it. My daughter, she said, I want to be a witch with pink hair. And I said, fine, that's great. And then she said, because the witch who lives in my head needs me to dress up like a witch. And I said, pardon me? And my wife said, oh yeah, witchy. Witchy is the witch who lives in our daughter's head. And my daughter said, yeah. Witchy says she wants to be a witch, but I can choose the color of the hair. And I choose pink. And it has since been made clear to me that lives in my head is the way she's describing having an imaginary friend. But look, I'm not so hardcore and uptight that I will not let my daughter dress up as a witch on Halloween. But I am sufficiently hardcore and uptight that I will get a priest to do a soft, jolly, friendly exorcism just in case. So, and my son wanted to be a ghost train. He loves trains. He wanted to be a spooky ghost train. And we managed to make that happen. My wife made a beautiful ghost train costume for the boy. And my daughter was a pink witch. And we went out Halloweening. And it was a really wonderful experience. I know some people, some Catholics I know are against Halloween. Many Australians I know are against Halloween. And it was tense getting it done, you know? Anyway, I wrote a thing about it on Instagram, but suffice it to say, it was a lot. Just getting the costumes and the trick-or-treating and the organizing of things. And I thought you were doing the costume, honey. No, I thought you were doing the costume. It was nutty. It was a nutty time. We come to the crisis, which is today, which is the All Saints picnic at church, where you have to dress up, well, the kids dress up like saints. And we had plans to do something about that. And then again, just like a series of a friend unexpectedly came to town. I had to be in Bendigo and drive back. There was a crisis yesterday afternoon. And at the end of last night, you know, I got back in from a gig, having had a couple of drinks at 11 p.m. And I've gone, oh, bugger, we don't have costumes for the children. I said, can we go to Mass anyway? And my wife said, oh, yeah, we already did. We did a dress up earlier in the week. And All Saints is obviously more important. It's the church. But I think we can just go. And then this morning, my wife wakes me up with the word. She says, I think we've done some damage. I think we may have damaged our daughter's relationship with God. She said something like that. It probably wasn't as dramatic as it sounded just waking up. But my daughter was apparently like, she was very upset. And then I think she's 4, but she's smart enough to know that she can religiously blackmail my wife. And was, I think, saying things like, well, I guess Halloween is just more important than All Souls Day. So we can't. So here's what's happening now. We're going to have to go to Mass in the evening. The after Mass picnic. Well, that's after the Mass. We've got to go to the picnic and we've got to have everybody dressed up. The costume shops, because I am doing really the most basic costumes we can. My daughter is so small that I think if I get her an adult, you know, like a sexy nun costume that's short on a woman, it'll actually be of a perfect hem length for her and come down to the ankle, and then I'll just chop the sleeves. That's my plan. And children's heads are basically the same size as adults' heads. That's why they look so funny with their great big bowling ball heads. So she'll be able to wear that, and then, I don't know, we'll give her... We'll get a nun costume and we'll get something in the hands so that she's a particular nun. And my son, I don't know. I said, what? He's 2. And there's a lot of pushback this morning from the boy. I said, what saint do you want to be? He said, a shark. I said, you can't be a shark saint. There are no shark saints. And he said, I want to be a shark. So I'm going to record this podcast one take. All right? At 10, which is in 40 minutes. 15 minutes from now, I go home, put the kids in the car, take them to the costume shop, buy the costumes, go to Mass, thankfully, because it's a Latin Mass and it's being said today, the High Mass with 3 priests. It'll go for a long time. We'll swoop in at the end, catch the picnic, have a great time, and then come back for the low Mass in the evening to fulfill the Sunday obligation. But what a great day. I mean, it's what has to be done. I mean, also what has to be done is shamelessly self-promoting my new book of poems, My Monkey and I Have Something to Hide. And if I could be there at home right now making life easier for everybody, and maybe that's what I should be doing, but there is no time later today to do a podcast, and the podcast has to come out at midnight Adelaide time because I'm on a roll, and frankly, if I miss it, I won't do another one for a month. And it's... you know, some might say, James, it's a Sunday. You're recording this on a Sunday. That's work. You've been going on and on about your Roman Catholicism. Now you work on a Sunday, you big crumb bum. To this I could only say that I don't consider doing this podcast servile labor. I consider this podcast catching up with a good friend. So I'm always happy to come and do the podcast. More than happy. Compelled. It's a compulsion and it's wrong. And I'll tell you this for free. I recorded a different episode of this podcast earlier in the week and it was really well done. Man, there was so much editing in it. As you may have picked up, there is no editing. Well, let's have just a small amount of editing in this podcast. Here we go. I hope that has satiated your need to hear me do some editing in the podcast. You will have no more. Oh, mercy. I did this whole podcast and then I decided that I was picking fights and I've been in a bit of a fight picking move. I had to have a big conversation with a friend this week who I was really rude to. I won't go into detail, but suffice it to say, yes, I was rude. And I had to talk. I didn't just get off the hook for that rudeness. We had to talk it out. And it was a really good talking out, followed by some hugging. But boy, oh boy, I'm stretched a little thin at the moment. I've got a gig tonight. It's great. It's so good to have all these comedy shows. And I'm seeing all these people. I haven't had my coffee yet. That's right here. Let me tell you. My monkey and I have something to hide. This is really the point of the episode, is to push my monkey and I have something to hide. Boy, oh boy, if I had any choice in the matter, I'd delete everything we've done so far. And I would, but we're going to push on because there are things to say. Listen, I know this is a hard pivot. I'm sorry. We're going to go into the nuts and bolts now about the poetry book and how that slots into me buying a catamaran, because maybe this is the only episode of the podcast you've heard. Maybe this is the first time you've heard the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan, and you're saying to yourself, this doesn't sound like a catamaran plan. This sounds like a loon having a hard time and not putting in very much effort. And to that I say, hey, some of the other episodes are not so bad. So anyway, I'm trying to buy a boat. I've had a series of plans to buy a boat, and last year I brought out a book of poetry, Marlon Brando, 9/11, beautiful poems that everybody will love. And not everybody did love that book of poems, I must say, and not everybody loved every poem in the book of poems. Some people just liked a few. And you know, we're not going to go back and fix it, okay? We're going to push on. Fair enough is what I meant to say, but fair enough. I don't know what that means in some language, but it probably does represent what I mean, which is, oh, so, man, you scratch the surface and you go into a weird mood. I did this gig last night. I did a gig last night with Daniel Muggleton. Lovely. I opened for Dan, then he does a show, and then there's a Q&A at the end. And I was just thinking beforehand, I've got no new jokes. I've got nothing. But then in the Q&A, I couldn't stop talking. I was just rambling and rambling, and I realized that all the things I want to talk about are things that I'm not I spoke about. So my childhood home is being auctioned this week, and I'm a little emotional about that. And someone said something about his parents. He's got two wedding rings because his parents are divorced, and he wears their respective rings on different fingers that don't touch, so that they stay separated. Which I thought, that's fun. It's funny. Someone in the room knew that. She'd been spending a lot of time on the Daniel Muggleton Wikipedia page, and I said, my parents aren't living together at the moment. They're getting rid of their home. And I said, the main thing I'm worried about is what's going to happen to the remains of the dog in the back garden, Sooty, who I buried there when he died 5 or 6 years ago. Because it was a very dense soil and I couldn't get down very far. And if they ever want to do any work in that garden, they're going to find a tartan sleeping bag with a once morbidly obese poodle inside of it. And brought the house down. Wouldn't have thought that would be the killer material to bring the house down. And yet there it was. So maybe once I'm in America and I'm away from all the bonds and restrictions of being in Adelaide, South Australia, and also the beautiful bonds and the ties and the community, I'll be creatively let loose and then also emotionally let loose, and then also emotionally I'll be in a big puddle. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. People keep saying, are you excited to go to America? No, is currently the answer. There are things about America that will be exciting. Adelaide is so unbelievably beautiful at this time of year, and I've got it just the way I want it. My friend Paul has just opened up a fantastic new bar. I'm spending too much time making amends with people who I've been rude to there. The Christmas pageant was yesterday. I took my children to the Christmas pageant. It was spectacular. They were entranced. There were so many people there. It was so glorious and Christmassy. We had a nice spot in the shade. We live so close to town, I was able to have us bus in, you know, and it wasn't too unpleasant on the way in. On the way out, boy, it sucked. But we could have walked in. We're close enough to walk in. I guess everyone's close enough to bus in. Close enough from Spain. Excuse me. My monkey and I have something to hide. My new book of poems. That's the job I have to get done today, is talking about my new book of poems. Maybe I should tell you a little about the book of poems. It's pages. It's a cover. It's just the poems I've written over the last year. This is my theory. This is because we'll see if it works. But if it holds, I'd be so happy. So last year we sold something like 38 books of poems in the first month. And that was through no advertising. That was just through, I went on my podcast and the Instagram, the free means of distribution. And I said to everybody, here's my book of poems. And we sold 38. And then throughout the next 11 months, we sold overall 90 copies of that book, which is $700 and something I made. Wow. Is that enough for a boat? No. Is that enough to replace 1 week's work? Yes. These are Australian dollars, by the way, so they don't buy much in your currency, unless you're one of our wonderful Tanzanian listeners, in which case I remain a prince. I should look up the economy of Tanzania. I was just plucking an African country that wasn't South Africa, where the economy's strong. The economy's strong. And maybe the economy's not strong in South Africa. That's just what people say. Anyway. My hope is that this new book of poems, you know, I've just taken all the poems that I've written over the last year and put them all together. And then I put them on sale. And just the same way, I put it on the Instagram. I'll put it on the Substack. Substack! Oh, we're sufficiently tired that we're pulling out the New Zealand vowels, are we? The Substack. Ah, the Substack. The Substack. Sam Stark. The Substack. Anyway, the Substack. I'm just going to put it on all the free things. The Threads, the X. I don't have Snapchat, but if I did, I'd be Snapchatting. Chattity, snap. Ha. We'll see how we sell this time. Anything over 38 is a boon. I put it out on Instagram yesterday. I don't know how many we've sold. And I don't know, frankly, from this. Oh, let's have another little bit of editing. From this really not very thoughtfully put together podcast, I don't know how many will sell either. But I'll come back next week. I mean, again, there is an episode of this podcast that is so, so nicely put together. I'm going to give you a little taste of it, all right? I'm going to give you a non-problematic. This was the start. We got to rise above. We got to rise above. Gonna rise above.
When they go low, we go high. When they go high, we go
very
high.
Indeed. Rise above. I affirm that I'm not gonna be ground down by some petty shit.
Affirmation.
I just want you to know I did put in there's a whole episode of that that's had to go. I lean into and enjoy the self-righteous rage, and it's something I'm trying to address. It's something I'm gonna go to confession about, and it's something I've written a poem about. Actually, I wonder if it's in this copy. Did I write a poem about it? Hey, I did. Here's a poem. Enemy. I haven't had a new enemy in almost a year. This is a poem. I haven't had a new enemy in almost a year. So if you want to kick off, I'm ready. It's time. My life has become unbearably cluttered. I'm giving people lifts and working 3 jobs. So if you want to come at me and simplify things, okay, I won't. Thank you, because you'll be out. You'll be my enemy, but it will be a tremendous relief. I will welcome you not being my friend like a friend. That's one of the poems in the new book of poems. There are so many wonderful poems in there. I don't know how many we're going to sell. Genuinely, last time I would vacillate on the first book of poems if it was going to suddenly become a mass hit and be the first viral book of poetry in a century. I don't know. I don't know when the last viral book of poems was, but I thought, hey, maybe this would be it. Viral book of poems, sell 100,000 copies. But it didn't happen. I sold high 30s, and there was no marketing budget, so that's fine. So basically, if we sell more than 38, 36, whatever it was, copies this time around in the first month, I'm happy. I am glad.
You honor us with additional editing, sir.
I am glad I got rid of that other podcast episode. I am glad that I only have to speak for another 50 seconds before putting my children in the car, driving them across town to buy costumes, driving them back to mass, pretending like we were there the whole time. Yeah! It's going to be a great day. I hope you're doing well. I love you. This has been helpful for me. I know I shouldn't be using the podcast as therapy, but I feel a lot better and more centered and calm. having spoken into the microphone. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to have my coffee. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get my kids. We're going to get those costumes. I don't know what. I'm going to talk my son into being. At no point was he pulling back from wanting to be a shark saint. There are none. It's not street sharks. St. Joseph is, I think, the patron saint of being bitten by a shark. That's it. I was trying to swing him on. I mean, it's just things in the costume shop I can do. So Gabriel's in a... Well, not Gabriel. Who is it? St. Michael, right? Give him a sword, give him wings. That's two things they'll have. Excuse me. Marlon Brando, and that's not the Book of Poems. Excuse me. My Monkey and I Have Something to Hide, Unpleasant Poems with Limited Appeal. It's out now. I now have to end the podcast. God rest ye merit, gentlemen and ladies. Have a good one. I love you. I miss you. Goodbye. Have a great day. Whew.
Happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you.